Mr. Mayor, Your Excellencies, veterans, ladies and gentlemen. Philip, you rightly said that today is a commemoration of more than one occasion. Probably we are first thinking of the anniversary 100 years ago this year of the beginning of the First World War, and the fact that so many people have gone to Tower Bridge and the Tower of London to look at the poppies there, millions of people, shows how important that recollection is. With my colleagues this morning, I've been to lay a wreath at a war memorial in Bermondsey to the members of the Queen's Regiment. And on that single memorial were nearly 500 names of people who fought in the First World War from Bermondsey and never came back. With you, Mr. Mayor, and councillors and others, we've just been to the civic ceremony at the War Memorial in Borough High Street, commemorating yet more people who went into battle in the First World War and never came back. Some families were more fortunate. My mother's father was in the army and was injured in northern France, but survived. My father's father was in the Royal Navy and survived. But we remember in particular those who didn't. And then, Mr. Ambassador, we remember, and it's very important to do so, the fact that in the Second World War, it was a combined Allied struggle that allowed us to defeat the Nazis. And whenever I remind myself and others of this memorial, and remind people that in the former Soviet republics, 27 million people gave their lives, it is almost an incredible piece of history to remember. But we do so with gratitude and solidarity, and we appreciate very much the representatives of all the embassies who come, and of all the peoples of the former Soviet Union who come and join us today. Monsieur le représentant de Clichy, nous vous remercions aussi de votre présence ici, qui nous donne courage et qui nous accepterons avec remerciement. Vous êtes le bienvenu. We recommend and recognize also, Stanley, you and your colleagues who were in the Arctic convoy. The most difficult of jobs, and Mr. Mayor was right to pay tribute to what you did, and we are so pleased that at last you've been honoured both in this country and in Russia. And then last, Philip, we remember that there have been other people who have died in conflicts, as you rightly said. I've just been honoured to present a medal to somebody who served in the Suez conflict and had not received his General Service Medal, and is now 81. And in the conflicts of recent years, just down the road from here, lived a family whose son, Leo Callahan, went out to fight in Iraq and never came back. War has not ended yet. And I want to endorse on behalf of this community, where I'm privileged to be the Member of Parliament and of Her Majesty's Government, of which I'm privileged to be a minister, that the best job we can do as public representatives is to build a world where there is ever less conflict and less fighting and less killing and more conflict prevention and more conflict resolution. And if we can build up the effort and the resources into conflict prevention and conflict resolution while never allowing people who wish us ill to be able to take the lives of the innocent, then I hope we'll have a more peaceful world, and that this century will be a much more peaceful century than the last one. Thank you very much.